place that you're familiar with seeing. But Kiss Me, Keith was based on that, if you remember. But anyway, the prince comes in and says to him, "Bethink thee of thy birth, call home thine ancient thoughts from banishment." So Grandpa says, I'm going to be very short. "That is what we're doing this day. We bethink us of our birthright and call home our ancient thoughts from banishment. For there was a time not long ago that a generation has been born in the meanwhile, so long ago, a generation has been born in the meanwhile and attained middle age with no knowledge of it. A time, however, which lives in the memory of us elders. When this was wont to be a day of days, a day of oratory, eloquence, a festal day, a day of civic pageant and military pomp and circumstance. Since then, more than a third of a century has intervened, during which the Declaration of Independence and all other voices once so audible on this day have been unheard in this southern land. In the first years of this long silence, the tremendous exigencies of the passing hour engrossed our every thought and taxed every factor." This is 1897, so he's talking with 1860, of course, the war took place. "Next came a period of stupid and humiliating misgovernment, well fitted to estrange us from once cherished traditions of the common country. Then followed a struggle, which still persists, forsooth, against the hard conditions of these later days, a struggle which has left little time or opportunity or heart for aught but this material side of life. Whether I attribute it to its proper cause or not," which I don't think it does, "the fact itself exists that for more than a generation, the 4th of July, its memories and observances were exiled from the southern land. We now," quotes, "call forth our ancient thoughts from banishment," end quotes. "And we intend to enjoy the delights of the palace which our own fathers builded." But the furtherance of this purpose, our choice, and then for the first time, he goes on to talk about introducing the speaker, which is another way. You know, 2 pages and a half, and then he says, "In the furtherance of our high power, our first choice of the matter, the chief function of this day fell upon the eminent citizen, jurist, scholar, and orator, whom we shall have the honor to introduce to you. He graciously consented to make this large contribution to this revival, and thus give auspicious beginning to this new departure. It would be a spiteful saying to spend words in making him known to you and be wronging you to further defer the pleasure you'll have in hearing him. Therefore, without adding to the delay I've already made him," and now he comes on, "which I crave for, and I present to you the honorable Emily Spearhart of the day." Now, I've commented on that several people who really view like you, and said that the 4th of July featured freedom, liberty. In the South, Grandfather said for the first 4 years they had broken from the North. That was their holiday, and we didn't like to talk about freedom and liberty, all these blacks around here. Mm-hmm. And then after the war, that same thought, we don't celebrate that, no. We celebrated as children by dressing up as fantastics and going around. That was all. No fireworks, no speeches, no barbecues. And it to this day, now of course in the North they'd have a Norman Rockwell picture, Grand Army of the Republic marching, and knowing little boys shooting firecrackers and all of those pictures. And we heard so much about the 4th of July oratory, which we never had here. And Grandfather Bench, I didn't know he did until last night. I had that thing, I'd not read it. And he puts it down to we're just too busy making money. And the Reconstruction didn't want to celebrate anything like that. In war we didn't, didn't celebrate the Yankee holiday. And of course we could have featured it. But the South, after all, 2/3 of the South was Alabama and all the West. It wasn't 4th of July country. Mm-hmm. But I always thought it was very significant. I read a book about a black who went on from Augusta to be president of Brown University. No, he went to Brown. What's his name? Edward, he mentioned the childhood days of Augusta. He said that his father helped him with a little college. Went back on and went around and became president of Morehouse University, now Atlanta University. Anyway, he spoke about how